George Capanelli here. Welcome to another terrific edition of Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people, passion, and purpose meet.
And I'm Alan Huttner. We're your hosts at the place where, whoa, she wants to go again. I love that. All right. We're at the place where boomers, elders, and conscious members of younger generations come to listen, learn, and participate in lifestyle revolution. Join us for in-depth interviews and world-class experts, authors, provocative commentaries, humorous and informative special features interspersed with some great music. Go.
Our topic, do all you can to drop expectations. We're going to take a look at this very familiar practice of making appointments with the future that dramatically and negatively impact our lives in so many ways. You'll also join Alan and me for the third part of a provocative and valuable conversation with Alan Weber, co-author of Life Reimagined, co-founder of Fast Company, who's going to talk about some things that need to happen nationally and here in our state to make life better for older Americans.
He's kind of the poster guy for the ideal citizen on every level. I love it. And we have our music interludes, Mariah Carey, I Am Free, Sinead O'Connor, Feel So Different, Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams. Our special features today, Dina will bring you another enlivened aging strategy. George and I will bring you a You've Got to Be Kidding new segment. Interesting. We've got something fun planned for that. And George will close with another powerful commentary.
So welcome to Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people come to celebrate living consciously and aging wisely in the 21st century. You must have a very strong desire to change because you are such a victim of habit. To offset that, you must want to know yourself as much as a drowning man wants air. This quote by Lester Levinson, founder of the Sedona Institute. I was privileged to know and work with him for a while, and it's very relevant to our topic of dropping expectations, because expectations are a habit. And our position on expectations is this. Like the plague, this habit of creating expectations should be avoided at all costs. It's a dangerous practice. In fact, just as surely as you're listening to these words at this moment, when you create and allow expectations, you contribute to your own disappointment and your unhappiness. Yes, as night follows day and exhale follows inhale, disappointment and unhappiness are inherent in the very fiber and essence of expectations. This is not our rule. It's part of the law of opposites defined by teachers, mystics, scientists, and philosophers throughout the ages. What are expectations? In some ways, they are our somewhat awkward and fragile attempt to deny what is, to deny reality by creating the illusion that we can leave where we are, the present moment, and go where we think we would like to or should be in our future. The prime trouble with this attempt, other than the obvious degree of difficulty it represents, is the technique we are using guarantees our failure. Instead of actually traveling across the dimensions of time, our process of creating expectations is almost a form of wishing and hoping. This hoping is not carried out by setting goals and working toward their achievement, but rather by passively waiting for something or someone to happen.
Expectations also keep us trapped in a kind of endless loop in our experience. The process works this way. We are, for some reason, not fully engaged in or pleased with the present moment. So we focus on some future moment and create an expectation that that moment will be different, better, and more satisfying than the moment we are in. Once we create this expectation, it begins to have a life of its own. It gets projected onto the screen of our lives, and often in the form of an event or person, just like a film projector projects its image. And just as we often do when we are in a movie theater, after a while we forget that what we are looking at is projected. It's a projected image. We mistake our expectations for real, just as we take those figures and events on the giant screen as real, and as a result, we can experience disappointment, frustration, sadness, anger, betrayal, and a host of other negative and less than pleasing emotions when we arrive at that future moment and find that it or they are not what we expected.
So if we continue this analogy, this moment can be compared to walking out of the movie theater after a particularly captivating film. Suddenly you discover that you're not some remarkable hero or heroine living in an incredibly romantic or adventuresome life.
I like that.
But just,
I'm sorry, George.
I know.
I miss my role.
I understand. But just you're just regular old you with some popcorn residue still clinging to your shirt.
God.
And all the same challenges and opportunities facing you that were there when you went into the theater. This is generally the moment when we react. We are offended because the person or event or circumstance does not know that what we expect of them or of it. We're disappointed or hurt, and we express it in the form of impatience, anger, sadness, withdrawal, cynicism, or restlessness. That's when the loop starts. Since the person or event was not privy to our expectations, they or it react to our reaction, and so on and so on. Perhaps they had their own expectation, one that clearly does not match ours, and so illusion begets illusion. So what can we do about expectations?
If you want to end this practice of setting yourself up for a series of disappointments from the appointments you make with your future, aka expectations, if you want to create a more expansive and ideal existence, if you want to welcome, celebrate, and take advantage of the opportunities that change offers, then when you need to be in that mode, wake up to the new. Also, be curious about the unknown and deeply trustful of the wonder and benevolence of life. You also best be proactive rather than reactive. In short, you need to learn how to live in each present moment without expectations, and as we have already discussed, without attachment. How do you do this? One way is to stop expecting, to follow the advice of Swami Sri Yukteswar. Quote, I do not expect anything from others. That's what he says. So thus, actions cannot be in opposite or opposition to wishes of mine.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 Book Awards. It is a powerful call to action and to a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio.
George Capanelli and Alan Huttner, Age Nation Radio. We're here for an extended conversation with Alan Weber, candidate for governor here in New Mexico, and a very diverse and remarkable background. We're talking about hope and enthusiasm and new visions for the future, and especially for people in the second half of life. What does it mean to live your best life? So, Alan, you were talking about diet and, you know, all of the things that contribute to that. Pick up where you left off. We did.
Well, let me just say one other thing as a way of framing it, and that is when you look at, again, when you take a kind of a political point of view, because since I am running for governor, that's the filter or the lens I'm using these days, how do we use our assets most effectively, our human resources, our financial resources, our natural resources? And what you begin to see is that you don't see one-at-a-time solutions. You see strategies. You see ways to weave things together that make sense and begin to define a new way of life or a new way of living. So in the context of what we're talking about today, what makes the most sense for living a good life? And I think it revolves around a whole set of things that are emerging and could be centered in New Mexico. For example, lifelong learning, the chance to keep your mind active and continue to evolve as a person, learning in life lessons, learning in new skills, learning in ways of giving back, health around community, around involvement, around a sense of personal commitment to making a difference in your own community, a sense of physical well-being through activity, through good food, through sports, through hiking, through enjoying the gifts of New Mexico's natural environment. These are the things that make New Mexico so remarkable. Perhaps in the course of daily life, some of us are inclined either to take them for granted or to be so close to them that we don't see them anymore. There's something in Scandinavia that I've encountered where they talk about home blindness. And home blindness is when you've lived so long in the same place, you no longer see it with fresh eyes. And I think what we're called on today is to look at New Mexico with fresh eyes and to see all of these possibilities about good food, good activity, good community, good neighbors, a good sense of engagement and civic pride. Those ought not to be ignored. We ought to call them out, look at them freshly, and then see how you connect those dots into a strategy for older New Mexicans and also younger New Mexicans to appreciate just what we have here and how we could emerge from the pack of ordinariness to extraordinariness to something that's very special and ahead of the curve, so that we are representing a laboratory of innovation for the future.
What I like about this, Alan, too, about the track you're taking, is not only does it call us to see with new eyes, not only does it call us to cultivate the gifts that we have, but it also challenges the different stakeholders in our state to do a better job, to raise the level of performance. Healthcare in New Mexico is sometimes an extraordinary process and sometimes an iffy process, especially in rural New Mexico. We have hospitals that are state of the art and as good as any in the country, and others that are lagging behind for a variety of reasons. So if wellness is something that's important here in New Mexico, the vision that you're talking to challenges these organizations to show up and create new strategies and work with other sectors to make sure that older New Mexicans, especially in rural New Mexico, have the same opportunities for quality health care that people in our major cities do.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. And by the way, this applies to people of all ages and older New Mexicans. It applies to how we think about the way we use our technology and our natural resources. There, you know, what we have in some cases in New Mexico is scarcity, not enoughness.
Mm-hmm.
And scarcity can be a huge opportunity if you use it as a call to step up and do things with creativity. We also have a lot of plenty. So what you've been saying, George, is just to take an accounting of the seniors in New Mexico. We have plenty of seniors. That ought to be a huge opportunity to try new things with that population, with those individuals, to use that as an invitation for people who may want to work in the field of aging, to come here and have the most interesting group of people in America to work with, the greatest diversity, because even among our aging New Mexicans, there's diversity. There's diversity of background, of geography, of culture and history. If you are interested in seeing how the world of aging is changing, New Mexico is the place to come.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. I just want to go back to something you said, which continues to frame the conversation. It was a question, and you said basically, what does it mean to live your best life? You asked that question, and you had some answers, and we've been discussing it. You know, what came up is the need to serve a higher common good, a collective, at any age. I think when people are doing that, they're inspired. Gandhi echoed that principle and was very influential in his time by saying, what's my next act going to do to help somebody else beside myself? And I think we can bring that together. And I love, you know, we operate on a national level with GNP, the gross national product, based on economics and formulas. And there's a lot of costs involved in that don't help. The GNP is measured in things, in costs and activities that aren't necessarily serving happiness or joy or peace. Like in Bhutan, they have a gross national happiness index. It's based on other factors. We're talking about these factors. Maybe there needs to be an index in New Mexico that measures what's helping, what's the higher quality life, how are people sharing with each other, and, as you said, using the natural resources of the state in a better, more, you know, equanimous way, you know?
Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, go back to what we were talking about earlier, the book Life Reimagined. It's about finding whatever is your own what's next moment. And I know from talking to people, when you say to them or ask them, what do you think is your own what's next moment, sometimes they get a furrowed brow, like they're looking for the right answer to a very difficult math problem. The truth is what you just said. Everybody's what next moment is discovered when you give away your gifts to somebody else, not when you harvest them for your own personal interest. Giving away what you're good at is your own what's next moment. And finding a way to do that, whether it's through volunteer work or working as a member of a team in some higher calling, or perhaps just, doing something that creates something new, taking a class and interacting with people in a different way, in a different context. But mostly we think that what's next is about me, when actually it's about others and serving others and helping others.
You know, an outstanding example of that is, again, we talk about this aging population as an asset rather than a liability. I mean, in many ways, the population of people who are 50 and over in New Mexico, which is somewhere around 46%, give or take, constitutes this army, a literal army of individuals with talent, skills, and abilities that, when invited under the kind of vision that you're communicating, can literally provide so many resources. The city of Albuquerque, for an example, has some wonderful programs that have been developed over the last 40 or 50 years, and today they are generating almost 300,000 hours of volunteer support.
Sure.
From people in the second half of life. That's something that can happen statewide and in so many, many ways. And let's come back and do another segment, and let's address that and some of the other thoughts you have about what this state can do to turn itself into the kind of remarkable vision that you're talking about. George Cappanelli and Alan Huttner speaking with Alan Weber. We'll be right back.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sadina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio. You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.
All right, we are back. George Capanelli, yours truly, Alan Huttner, and just another stellar conversation piece with Alan Weber. Everything he says, I haven't found anything really that I disagree with, and I liked what he said about seeing with new eyes. You know, it's kind of me in my early days of waking up out of corporate life was getting into Zen and Zen Buddhism. And, you know, there was expressions like Zen mind, beginner's mind. You got to start over again somewhere, or empty the cup, or hold no opinion for nor against anything, and there is nothing that you will not know, the two double negatives. But, you know, that's a message that says you need to start in some fresh way. And that's what he's saying.
Yeah, he's also, you know, saying something that I think is very important and is badly missed in the political sector. And that is that, you know, there are a lot of candidates out there that have positions on a number of issues, but they don't paint a whole picture. It's not how do these issues relate to life in our time? How do we work on these issues and in the same way improve a quality of life? Mm-hmm. People have to have a whole context. And then the individual issues make sense. Otherwise, oh, I'm for teachers, or I'm for water, or I'm for this, or I'm for that, or I'm against that. But what does it mean? How does it relate to my life? That's what I want to know. Yeah. How does it relate to a vision for the future of the state? And it's one of the things that Alan talks about, and he talks about it eloquently, and that's what I really like about him.
Yeah, I mean, what came up when you were saying that, I agree, is this idea of hollow platitudes. You know, it's rhetoric. It's not real. And I think part of what we're trying to do here is come up with specific resources. We have some coming up in our You Gotta Be Kidding segment about how to, for example, implement lifelong learning courses and teachings. That's a great hands-on thing. And something that just came to me this morning before we got together, and I was talking with Elizabeth about it, this idea of you know, this Zen mind, beginner's mind, that we need to open up to new ideas. So how do we do that? What are the techniques that we do? Even like meditation, quiet silence, we've been talking about that on and off. Forget some of your belief systems and, you know, what can you know? or not know. It's okay to not know.
And our topic today about dropping expectations and living in present moment awareness, where what shows up. When Alan talks about that there are things in New Mexico, like the number of aging citizens, that's an asset. So the question is, how do we address it? How do we deal with it and capitalize on it? So that I think one of the expressions he used in one of our previous segments was that the future is kind of hiding right in plain sight. So it's something that we definitely need to do.
Okay. And just, you know, he brought up scarcity in New Mexico, but, you know, we're a model for that. Yes. We may be number one in some respects statistically, but again, statistics don't mean anything. When you look at the whole, there's a lot of scarcity. We need to have a sharing, capital, natural resources, labor, jobs, employment, all those things that are sometimes platitudes. I think this state could be a model for that and not to preclude anybody else from doing it.
I agree.
All right.
Now it's time for You Gotta Be Kidding. Traditionally, Alan and I identify items in the news that we want to talk about that show how crazy our world is or what kind of hope. But today we're going to focus a little differently. Today we want to talk to you heart to heart from us, you know, because the truth of the matter is we can look at the world in a lot of different ways. But ultimately, it's what you and I and Alan and a whole lot of other people like us who are in the second half of life end up rolling up our sleeves and doing. I mean, we have an election coming up, a primary election here in New Mexico. And so the question is, are you going to sit home on your 10 acres or are you going to get yourself out and actually cast a vote for someone that you believe in, someone that can make a difference? And above all, when you think about someone who can make a difference, think about people who have a quality vision, not people who are one-trick ponies who play the police bell or the teacher bell or the Yugoslavian onion bell or whatever the heck it happens to be. Vote for somebody who's got a vision you can believe in, a vision that's meaningful. You know, Alan, I mean, it's...
I'm with you. I'm looking at the cover of Mother Jones magazine. Just here in New Mexico, this is the incumbent governor, but the article says the next Sarah Palin, petty, vindictive, and the Republican Party's great new hope. I mean, just think about that. I'm talking to our listeners. Just think about that. Is that what you want? Or you heard Alan Weber speak, somebody like that, in all the states.
Well, you know, Buckminster Fuller often said that you never get to change by simply criticizing the past or by talking about what's wrong. You really get there by talking about what's possible. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about candidates for governor, who's talking about what's possible versus who is not talking at all or talking about things that don't contribute to our quality of life.
Okay, and we need to be thinking about a national platform, okay? The November elections, a lot of important offices in, you know, Senate, Congress. Then we have the national coming up, which is already starting to heat up. You know, I'm a big fan of The Nation magazine. I want to endorse them. And, it's a weekly. Bernie Sanders is thinking about running for president. But first he wants to check in with you. Really good story. I mean, there's an independent who's thinking of maybe bridging the two parties, even though they're of the same fabric. And I just want to mention real briefly here, on the line of a platform, there's a Nation issue about the fight against inequality. And a well-respected writer, Robert Reich, who was, I think, in...
Secretary of Treasury.
Labor. Yeah. So, I mean, he's got 10 points here that I think is our platform here in Age Nation as well. How much time do we have? Can I?
I don't know how long.
Okay, here they are. Make work pay, raise the minimum wage, you know. Unionize low-wage workers so they have a collective voice. Invest in education. This is Alan Weber speaking. Invest in infrastructure. Put people to work taking care of what's going wrong with the country and deteriorating. Pay for these investments with higher taxes on the wealthy. I'm all for that. Make the payroll tax progressive so that the lower income levels aren't paying the same. Raise the estate and eliminate the stepped-up basis for determining capital gains at death. Constrain Wall Street. The Robin Hood tax is a good example. Give all Americans a share in future economic gains and get big money out of politics.
And above and beyond everything else, roll up your sleeves and get involved. We're dealing with this issue of net neutrality. Don't let the president off the hook. It's not just Fred Wheeler and the FCC. It's our president. So call him. Say, hey, Barack, you made a promise. What the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
You want a phone number? Alan, give him the phone number.
Okay. So the Washington comments line right to the president, 202-456-1111.
Don't let him pass the buck on this. He made a promise on net neutrality. He's got to keep it, hold his feet to the fire. Fred Wheeler at the FCC, wake him up. Tell him we don't want fast track lanes that other people can buy on the internet. What we want is a free and equitable internet. Call Fred or send him an email at where, Alan?
Here's the toll free number, 888-225-5322. I'm going to do this after we get out of the studio just so I don't forget. You mark those numbers down, and if you forgot them, call me.
Call Barack. Call Fred Wheeler. Tell him to get it right this time.
Age Nation Radio. Love. Laugh. Enjoy life.
We are Age Nation. We will soon be 150 million people strong. We're 40 and older and represent the fastest growing population segment. We weren't born yesterday and we're not dying tomorrow. We work, create, and contribute. We buy the majority of new cars, invest, travel, control 80% of this nation's wealth and at least that much of our faculties. AgeNation.com is our website. It's a doorway to valuable information, inspiration, radio, live and online education and entertainment, digital magazine, books, products, discounts, and more, all from some of the leading wisdom keepers of our time. AgeNation.com, for the generations who changed the world and have the wisdom, experience, and the need to do it again. AgeNation.com, it's free. Sign up today.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Reclaim your passion. Age Nation Radio.
George Capanelli and Alan Huttner back. We're about to head into another really valuable and live and aging segment with Sedina.
Hi, I'm Sedina with Enlivened Aging Strategies, simple yet powerful tools to support you in creating greater clarity, balance, inner peace, and rejuvenation for your body, mind, and spirit. Today's Enlivened Aging Strategy is self-confidence. The word confidence comes from the Latin confidere, which means fidelity to the self. Confidence is about devotion to the sacred place within our hearts that brings us back to the same center that is in all things, back to our goodness and to our oneness with life. It's easy to fight for our limitations when we're feeling less than happy or well, or when things don't go our way. It's also easy to give in to the fearful part of ourselves that wants to give up or wade in negativity. That is precisely the time to go to that sacred place in our hearts and remind ourselves to breathe, to relax into the goodness and the love that we essentially are. Confidence may come from what someone else tells us, but it's maintained by what we tell ourselves. We increase our confidence every time we say or do what we once thought was impossible, and when we appreciate ourselves for our talents and our beauty and individuality. When we're grateful for our lives, our health, our relationships, and all the good we do have, the fear subsides and the truth is revealed, that we are each a part of something much greater that supports our every breath. In our hearts, beneath any confusion or agitation, is the constant state of love, always present within to encompass us in its embrace. Appreciation has life energy to transform our bodies, minds, and our world. Every being thrives on appreciation. Plants and animals respond positively when they're seen and appreciated. When we give ourselves acceptance of our limitations and appreciation of our strengths, our whole being receives healing, balancing hormones, and the body turns on its own self-repair mechanisms. So every word we speak, everything we believe, builds our consciousness and makes us who we are. We are as unlimited as we say we are. Make a choice to be happy for no reason each day. Be confident in the incomparable person that you are. Breathe into your heart often and smile in gratitude for the goodness in and all around you. Radiate your love confidently from your heart to other beings in your world. And remember, include self-confidence in your Aging Consciously backpack. Try these tools. And for more, go to EnlivenedAging, AGEING.com, and many blessings.
All right, we're back. Alan Hunter, George Capanelli. I love what Sadina had to say.
Yeah.
I think it kind of ties in today's theme, which George has another one of his extremely poignant presentations, a commentary. So to you.
Thanks, Alan. So dropping expectations, easier said than done, you say, and that's true. Some habits are hard to break, and forming expectations is indeed quite a habit. However, the damage, as we talked about, done by expectations is so great that it's worth going a little deeper. So here are some other ways to break the habit. First, you got to make the commitment. I commit not to spend my life making expectations with the future that end up in disappointments. Second, learn to deal with what is. Third, be observant. See what's actually going on instead of fantasizing about something that you think could go on. Fourth, be grateful for all that you have, both the things you call positive and the things you call negative. Fifth, explore and learn from everything that's part of your life. It's all grist for the mill, as our good friend Ram Dass taught us a long time ago. Sixth, get clear on what you want to keep as part of your life and what you might like to change. That serenity prayer that Sinead O'Connor shared with us earlier is a great, great perspective about God granting me the courage to change the things I can and the serenity to accept the things I can't and the wisdom to know the difference.
Okay. More serenity is needed these times, too, just with everything going on.
Indeed, there is. And yeah. Once you've, and then finally, and most important, create a detailed and specific image of what you want more of or different of in your life. Once you have the vision, then begin spending time, positive time, constructive time, affirming aspects of your vision. Literally visualize the experience or state you want to achieve. And by visualizing, we don't mean vaguely or passively seeing yourself doing something or being with someone as if you were watching a movie. Instead, you got to close your eyes and actually be in the movie, not as an observer, but as a participant who looks out from your eyes and senses your senses. For an example, imagine you're aboard a sleek sailing craft as it's knifing its way through the sea. It's a beautiful summer day. You can feel the spray of the water as the boat heels to the starboard side. You hear the slap of the sail above you and feel the tautness of the line in your hands. The sun's warm. There's laughter from your companions. There's a tension in your muscles as you brace to keep your balance. You hear the sound of the mate's voice as he signals coming about. For a moment, close your eyes and listen to the wind. That's visualization. The rest of it is just flabby thinking, you know? So there's a proactive, creative, engaging process. It's also constructive and effective. unlike an expectation, which is generally passive and does not get you into the experience. So do visualizations. They're so powerful, you know. And another way to learn how powerful and negative your habit of creating expectations is to explore the unexpected. Instead of living so much in a predetermined world, allow life to surprise you, allow it to engage you, and allow it to teach you, allow it to invite you. Just discover that you're worth it and that life is extraordinary. Drop expectations.
All right. I love it. Next week, more. We're going to continue our look at the life you were born to live. You'll hear more great music, of course, and we'll sit in on a final segment of our conversation with Alan Weber, co-author of Life Reimagined and conscious candidate for governor in New Mexico, who's interested in supporting and protecting the rights of older Americans everywhere. More from Sedina Capinelli, back with another enlivening aging strategy, and Rudy will rap poetically.
Yes, he will. Don't forget to visit Age Nation. Don't forget, in the weeks that are remaining before the primary, get out, volunteer, contribute, work for conscious candidates that can make a difference here in New Mexico. Also, I'm really proud to report that Do Not Go Quietly this week won its 8th National Book Award. It's the IPPE Award for Creative Excellence. So the book's got a lot going for it. It speaks to a lot of these issues. Go out and buy it or borrow it or call me and I'll share one with you or whatever it happens to be. But this is the time. It's a time to make a difference, and we all need to learn. So we'll be back next week with some great stuff.
The best is yet to come. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marx Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capinelli, and Sedina Capinelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action and to a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit donotgoquietlythebook.com.
You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.